there was a lot of water this past weekend, as you know, at Spartan Stadium. When the skies opened up before kickoff, they did not abate for that football game. And then what happened on the field wasn't much better if you're an MSU fan. If you love Penn State, well, it was a good day for you. But I'm not worried about those people. I worry about my good friend, John Braccio, Dr. John Braccio with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, because he tells me he weathered the entire storm, après-moi le déluge, and it was a deluge. He's on the other end of our line right now. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And we did wait. My son and I waited until the absolute end. It was a bitter end, but we were there, and it was something. You know, we were there. We figured the players were out playing, trying to do their best. Coaches were there. We figured, well, we will wait in what had to be a very, very dreadful set of physical circumstances. That is true.
Do you have any solution for the MSU offense? Tell me, give me a pearl of wisdom on this.
You know, I'll be honest with you, and I have ideas, as you know, on most things in our talks. I can't think of anything offhand. How does that sound?
It seems
they've been trying, and that's why they're there, you know, to try to find things. But clearly it has been hard to find something for 2 years, so hopefully the brain trust can put something together. Otherwise, it's pretty hard to win a game when you can't score any points. That is very true.
I'm just glad you came away with it here, you're hale and hearty this morning, that you didn't get sick, because, the weather was absolutely atrocious. And we've had a few of those games over the last couple of years, have we not? Now, one of the things, though, that's fun about Spartan football, whether you win or lose, is getting together with you. You were there with your son. People gather with friends. It's the tailgating experience. It's part of the tie that binds all of us together, friendship. And it can manifest itself there. But you say friends and having friends and being a friend is critically important to our lives, not just for good mental health, but even physical health.
Yes, and there's no question about that. Like if we have illnesses, physical illnesses, or if we're depressed, if we're anxious, if we're going through bouts of substance abuse, call it what you will, having friends is shown to definitely have a positive impact. Even suicide, things like this are more prone if you don't have friends and you're alone. So clearly, having friends is very, very critical. It nourishes our self-esteem. It enhances us as persons because we then have other human beings with similar values, outlooks, who are there to positively interact and share our lives with us. It's they're with us with the good and the bad times, not just when we're riding high. It's easy to have friends that are on top of the world, but in those moments of self-reflection and doubt, when not quite sure where things are, critical to have friends, but it's also critical to have them when we're enjoying life.
Yeah, you're right about that other part. I mean, because when things are going poorly, and they can for anybody, the entourage isn't quite the same, is it? And that's when you realize, though, who you're true. I remember my godfather ran out this line. His father died. He was from Italy, and the funeral, there weren't a lot of people there. A lot of their friends were left behind in Italy, and my dad and I were pallbearers, and he said, Johnny, you know, if you can count your true friends on one hand, and I turned to my dad, I said, you always say that, and he goes, he's right. It's true. You've got to have, hopefully you've got more than one hand, but if you've got those people you can count on, that can be a pretty rich thing, can it?
I think that's really true, because when you have somebody that you trust, and you know they're not going to betray you, they're not going to be leaking or saying things,
right,
then you can, you're wealthy in that sense, because you then can get a true reflection on what's going on. Because when people get depressed and they get down, they really have such a negative view, even hatred for themselves, that they need someone who can say, you know, whoa, 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 let's talk about this, let's sort out where we are, let's sort out where we can go. And they're just there to be supportive. And if you're alone and you're distorting reality and making things worse and worse, you're awfulizing everything, it can be very, very, very difficult. So it's critical to have good friends all the time, but we really can count on just a few. We're lucky to have a few that are there in those moments of crisis when we need someone. It's really another you, you know. And I kind of like the Helen Keller's quote, you know, that walking with a friend in the dark is better than walking alone in the light. And I think that's I think that's really true. So I do believe that friendship is critical, absolutely critical. We are social creatures, if you will. So we do need, some need more than others. But I'll tell you another thing I have seen over the years, too. There are people that seem to have a limitless number of friends, but they really don't. They have acquaintances. They know people. They do things with them. They see them. But there's really, in those moments of need, in those critical need for self-reflection, and those times where you need to nourish yourself by interacting and really having close communication, when many people really don't have that. And I think we can appreciate that if we have it. It's like Cicero, the old Roman, came out and he said that really a true friend is another you. And I think that is true for that interaction. Mm. But in order to have friends, of course, you not only have to choose them appropriately, but you also have to be a good friend yourself. You can't just be somebody wanting others to listen to you. You have to, it's give and take. It's like being a gardener. If you want to be a successful gardener, you work at it, and then you get the bountiful, if you will, reward from it. But so friendship is the same way. It goes, well, each person has to interact, share, be a friend, and really care for the other person enough to be there when they're in difficult times.
Difficult times, or, you know, when you need to pay up, but what cultivating did you do beforehand? Right. That's where you're going to draw your analogy. I like what you said, though, about acquaintances. You know, I've gotten many of those in Germany as part of a fellowship. And, Doc, the Germans, I think, get this right. I mean, if you say, and I have in casual conversation, well, a friend of mine told me this, a friend of mine, they look at you kind of funny, like, who is this friend? And they want more, because now they're really interested in that other person, because you called them a friend. They call people colleagues and acquaintances. And if you're called by a German, a real German, a friend, they take that very seriously. I guess they're more picky about that. It comes down to what you say about choosing good friends.
Well, and I think a lot of people, this is kind of a separate topic in a way, but if you don't choose friends that are really going to be interactive, helpful, supportive, have similar moral views that you have, you're running the risk of not only not having friends, but they can even potentially become enemies as you just see things differently. You can argue, fight. See, there's nothing wrong with having friends that see things differently, that you can have good intellectual debate or discussion without having negativity going one way or the other. But it's important to have people similar in outlook, similar views, moral outlook, spiritual outlook, things like this. These are the factors that a lot of people don't really think about. But if you really think about who you've been close to over the years, you have a similar moral compass, a similar view on many, many things. So, if you're a Spartan fan and you're a Spartan, of course, that's a factor, but that's not the factor in terms of friendship.
Yeah.
It's something that opens the door, which is one example.
When you have patients who are very lonely, they've got depression, maybe they don't have any, they tell you they don't have friends at all, do you get the impression frequently that they've tried hard, or that some of them have personalities that don't lend themselves to that kind of social interaction? Is there a common thread through all of that, or is it a myriad?
Well, I think all of the above. I think there are people that, and also there are people that don't know how to be a friend. There are people that really expect others to do more than they do in the friendship.
That
would be inappropriate. A lot of people really don't know how to. I always make the point, you know, you can go to church even if you're not looking to get to heaven right now, but you can meet people that are caring, that their activities going on. You can find people in an environment that you don't feel like you have to be, you know, immediately opening yourself up. Like, you can volunteer. You can be in volunteer activities. You can do a lot of things, part-time work. There are things you can do to meet people. And then as you're going into it, you're trying to look for people that are similar to you. I was talking to a person yesterday who does research. She's at the University of Michigan. And she has a person that she's a very, you know, person that doesn't share a lot with a lot of people. She's very friendly, but her point is she has a person she works with that she's close to. They have they have activities that are similar. They do things together. And that's a friendship that developed, that they have similar activities and things that keep them together. Now, that is a positive kind of a thing.
Sure.
So you never quite know where you're going to find a friend or someone you're close to. I do tend to find, though, often people do it in churches. They do it in work activities. They do it in among friends. They can just do things. Like, I just talked to someone who met somebody that they, in terms of a friend, at a Halloween party last weekend. So, interesting. I mean, just met someone that they felt they had a lot in common. They both were from Colorado. They just ended up in East Lansing, and just
they hit it off. Yeah,
they hit it off, and that's kind of the thing: finding something in common, building on it, and because you never know what's fully to develop. But in order to develop a friendship, it takes time. And one thing my wife does accuse me of is I can go meet four or five people and say, boy, those are great new friends, to which she always says, John, those are acquaintances. Friendships are things that we build over time. And I say, okay, you're right.
Your wife is from Cuba, and she must be part German, too, because that's what I found in Germany. They take it very seriously.
Well, see, I picked up what you said. You know, I really wonder, maybe it's a language issue, too. Maybe when
I don't know. It could be.
When we use the word friend, you and I, it has different levels of friendship. Okay, isn't that really true? You can at least.
You're right, and I get where you're going with that. And we confuse it even more in our society now with friends on social media, and that term, and that takes it to another level. But real true friends, people you can count on, people like you say, who are another you. Hopefully, in all the good reflection of that, and not all the negatives. That's a wonderful thing in life, and choosing them well, critical to someone's physical and, yes, even mental and emotional health. The good doctor here with us, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, Dr. John Braccio, Sr. at drjohnb.com, the website. Fratello, right? Very good.
Yes.
Yep. In the Italian, which means...
good brother, sure.
Yeah, brother and friend, all those things, put them together. This is the Morning Wake Up. This is 1320. This is WILS.